Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Glad you're tuned in. Whatever Super Talk station you find us every day, or whether it's online, welcome. We got a great show for you today, and we're glad that you're going to be a part of it. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in beautiful Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Bob and Kelly, opening segment of our show, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Full show today. Danny Reed is the play-by-play voice for Georgia Southern basketball. He's going to be on the show. We've got some e-sport champions here in the studio with us, and these young men are going to be on the show later. And you may just be surprised how the e-sports team at Southern Miss is doing nationally. And we're going to bring you that information. But first, we're going to start off the show with our good friend Patrick McGee, sports editor, of course, of the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. And come on, Patrick, I became a Saints fan when they killed the Redskins, and I need my team to name a coach. Can you break any news for us today?
Nothing to break, but it seems like Kellen Moore has kind of leaked to the obvious category. That's not to say he's going to be the guy, but I would say he seems to be the clear leader at the moment. The other candidate, I guess I wouldn't completely discount, would be Anthony Weaver, who's the defensive coordinator for the Dolphins, was with the Ravens previously. But Moore, you know, all signs point that things have gone well in discussions between he and the Saints, and he's going to be in New Orleans this week as the Eagles offensive coordinator. So he gives us a little, you know, interesting storyline to follow heading into game day. He'll face some questions about, you know, how his interactions with the Saints have gone and this and that. And if we're lucky, he'll say something. But we'll see. No, it is a little bit of a gift that you know, the next head coach of the Saints very well may be here, you know, in here in New Orleans coaching the Super Bowl.
Well, that would certainly explain the delay in hiring somebody if that's their guy. What is it about Kellen Moore you think they like?
You know, I think they were really serious about Aaron Glenn, but I think Glenn had probably made his mind up fairly early on that he was going to go to the Jets whenever the openings came into view. So I think where it makes sense is to transition from a Dennis Allen defensive head coach to an offensive minded guy. Sean Payton was obviously the offensive mind for the Saints for a long time, and It just feels like a natural transition. Kellen Moore's had a lot of success this year. The offense for the Eagles has been incredible whenever you throw Saquon Barkley into the mix, and they look like a really tough contender against the Chiefs in Super Bowl. So Moore's done a great job in Philadelphia. He's really, really done a good job everywhere he's been, including the Cowboys, had one season with the Chargers. So, His career is on trending up, and you know he's been in discussions for a couple of head coaching jobs before. I guess the only kind of question mark is he that type of guy that can really control a locker room, you know, and really take charge. And he may be that guy, but I guess we just haven't had that opportunity to see if he can do that.
He's really young, isn't he?
Well, I think he's 35, 34. So he's young, but I mean, there have been younger guys hired as NFL head coach here in recent seasons.
You know, when Kelly was 35, Patrick, the Animals were still on tour. I mean, that's how young this guy is, Kelly.
But I mean, he's young, but he's been a coordinator for a long time now in the league, you know, so he's qualified for the job.
No question.
Patrick, you talked about how Mickey Loomis, you've mentioned on this program how Mickey Loomis likes to hire people that have had Saints ties. Mm-hmm. Are there any that we know of with Kellen Moore?
No, not really. I'm sure there's probably some, you know, people he knows that Kellen has worked with. And just maybe build familiarity through that. But, you know, maybe it was, you know, Aaron Glenn had those ties, you know. McCarthy had was once with the Saints, but those guys didn't work out. You know, I think they talked to McCarthy, and apparently they just weren't going to be on the same page with how the team, you know, how major decisions have to be made. So that he was out pretty early once they kind of came to that realization. So I think really, you know, maybe the guys that he thought that he had ties with that would be good candidates just didn't work out. And Kellen Moore's, you know, of the people who remaining, he just seems to have the best shot at the job and just seems to be the best qualified for the job.
What should we make, if anything, about the fact that the Saints were the last NFL team to hire a coach when they were among the first to have an opening, and their guy, Aaron Glenn, apparently didn't really give him a sniff hardly at all before going to the Jets?
No, I mean, I think it shows that there was, among some of the candidates, there was some skepticism about the direction of the franchise, you know, about, you know, Mickey Loomis and his control of the team and just where things have headed, the way, you know, just the way the roster stacks up, the, you know, free agency situation going forward. I think a lot of the candidates looked at that, just were kind of turned away. So, yeah, I think there was, but at the same time, some of the candidates that have been hired weren't really on the Saints' radar at all. I mean, I can't imagine Pete Carroll was really ever considered a candidate for the Saints' job, and some other guys that were hired weren't really ever in the mix. So they probably missed out on 2 to 3 that they were seriously considering. I don't really see it as a full-blown, you know, debacle for the Saints. But certainly they had some guys they wanted to talk to that they just couldn't bring on board.
Because as a Saints fan, or a fan of any NFL franchise for that matter, you want to know that the guy that they're hiring is somebody that they truly wanted and just wasn't a guy they could get. You know, somebody that was desperate enough for the experience to be a head coach.
Yeah, and Moore was an early interview. He was one of the first guys they talked to. So I think he was one of the guys they did really see as a serious candidate. So even if things didn't go their way, you know, with some of the guys, I think maybe they got one of their top three or top four guys.
Well, Patrick, staffing something as big as the Super Bowl there in New Orleans is going to be a task for you. Tell me about how you and your writers plan on attacking covering the Super Bowl, and when will things really get cranking up there in the Crescent City?
I mean, today feels like it's kind of becoming a, you know, the teams have obviously been here for the last week. We've had our guys out in the field. Not a ton of Louisiana ties with these teams. Devontae Smith, he's from Louisiana, probably the biggest name. So we haven't had much to work on that end, but the Kellen Moore angle is going to give us something to work with. But, yeah, I mean, we're going to try to blow this out of the water from every angle you can imagine.
Sure.
We don't have the Saints or anybody that has those ties to the city really on the field. But, yeah, this is a beast. And it's kind of, you know, you're driving into New Orleans, driving to work. I mean, all the high-rise, skyscraper, whatever you want to call them, they're all covered with advertisements. It's, you know, the New Orleans, the Super Bowl takeover has already started here. I know we'll probably see a fair number of fans that already get into the city this weekend.
Well, Patrick, I want to tell you, a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I stayed at the Monteleone, and the young man that took our luggage up, we started talking about football, and his only hope was that Kansas City didn't make it so Taylor Swift would not come back to the Crescent City. He was not happy at all. But you know the good news, Patrick, you and I have been friends for 10 years now, so now that you're the sports editor down there, when can Angela and I expect our Super Bowl tickets, Patrick? Will that come in the mail?
Well, my girlfriend is thoroughly disappointed, and I'm sorry to disappoint y'all as well. I am not a good connection down here. I can provide you nothing. Nobody knows who I am.
Yeah, well, when you're in the media, you know, some people like you, and a lot of people don't. You know, that's kind of the way it goes.
Really? I've never.
Yeah, I kind of feel it. You know, people know who I am, say, in South Mississippi, but, you know, the role I've been in here, I wasn't really kind of out front as a face, so people still don't know who I am, I am perfectly fine with.
Well, you'll get to go, right? I mean, you're the sports editor.
No, I won't be. I'm credentialed to, like, to go out when needed, like in the field, like week leading up to the game, but it does me no benefit to be there at the game.
Patrick,
it's better for me to coordinate from a distance.
I almost hate to bring this up, but with the tragedy that happened in New Orleans a little while ago, y'all feel good about the way things are?
Yeah. I mean, this is just looking at security measures that were already in place as I was walking over to pick up my credential just a little while ago. It's obvious they're taking a lot of steps, and the federal government's involved just, you know, soon after the attack. I think they, you know, ratcheted up the idea of, you know, having security around the game here in the Superdome and for the Mardi Gras. So, yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl is going to be one of the safest places to be.
In defense of that great city, as I said, we were down there a couple weekends ago. We felt perfectly safe everywhere we walked, Patrick.
Lots
of police, lots of people on the street. There's nothing to fear.
But you and Angela staying at the Monteleone, I'm lucky if I get a room at the Motel 6, you know?
Did you leave the light on?
Well, just remember motel spelled backwards is let them, right? That's the only thing they got
going
for. All
right, well, Patrick, we hope you have a wonderful time down there. I guess we'll be talking to him before the Super Bowl, yeah?
Yes, next Friday.
We can chat next week.
All right, we're going to wait and get your prediction next Friday. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Patrick McGee, everybody. I'm so proud of him. Sports editor of the Times-Picayune.
And we're anticipating another heavyweight guest with National Football League ties next Friday.
We've got two heavyweight guests coming next week. And I'm just not going to say a word about them.
And unfortunately, I'm not going to get to be here next Friday, Bob, because it's opening day for Pearl River Baseball next Friday.
I think that's why the guest agreed to come.
Probably so. That's how you sold him on it. Kelly's not going to be there. Oh, okay. Where do I sign?
Georgia Southern's in town to play basketball. We'll talk to their play-by-play boys next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right. Thanks to our good buddy Patrick McGee. I can't believe the sports editor of the Times-Picayune does not have a media credential to the Super Bowl.
Well, he could get one. You just have to write a check for about $15,000, you know?
I was very disappointed to hear that Angela and I are not receiving tickets. We were really counting on that.
Well, see what happens when you badmouth Taylor Swift, Bob?
Because you know I'm a big Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Are you a bigger Eagle fan or a Swifty fan?
Oh, Swifty, of course. Campus Bookmart. Don't ever mention that name on this show again. Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of the show. Appreciate all they do. Great place to buy all your Southern Miss apparel. All right, Georgia Southern is in town. Basketball tomorrow. Odd game, really, at 3:30, kind of an odd time. Danny Reed does the play-by-play for Georgia Southern. They're 11-11 on the year, 4-6 in the league. And Danny, I heard you and Kelly talking off air. You guys dropped one this week. You think you should have won?
Yeah, going to Troy for the first time in 4 years, knew that they were in second place and knew that they had done some really good things. Scott Cross's teams always defend, and they always seem to just keep coming at you. They've got that culture that has been instilled in them. We saw it at Arlington for years when he was there. But Georgia Southern led for more than 20 minutes of that game, and then the turnovers got to them, and then really the free throws got to them. They had to go to the line one time in the second half. Troy attempted 25 free throws after halftime. And it was the seventh time this year that an Eagle opponent had attempted at least 30 free throws. And that, again, it seemed to be the difference in a game where Georgia Southern did enough to give itself a chance. They just they weren't good enough to win the game, unfortunately.
Similar to what I watched Southern Miss do this week, they led Arkansas State at halftime and led, you know, into the second half, and then started turning the ball over and lost the game. So this should be a pretty even matchup tomorrow afternoon, don't you think?
I think it's got a chance to be freewheeling, high wire. It's going to have a lot of action. I think it's going to be high scoring because I think both teams are looking for that kind of game that says this is exactly who we are. There's more than enough potential on both benches, but for whatever reason, it seems to be a couple of things every game that is keeping each of these teams from being as good as they could be. But if one has to do it at the other's expense tomorrow, then let's just say, as a Commanders fan that's still kind of recovering from last week, I just hope that these Eagles do a lot better than the other Eagles did a week ago against the Commanders, if that makes sense.
Stop just one second. Stop one second. Commanders fan, does this mean you were a Redskin?
Absolutely.
Okay. So they're still the Redskins, Danny. But they won't let us call them that, but in our hearts, they're still the Redskins, right?
Honestly, I would have been okay if they would have stuck with the Washington football team. I thought that was such a cool thing for a couple of years.
I think it was better than the Commander. Well, I've gotten sidetracked here.
Wait, I was going to say, the whole name change still has Bob Redbutted, so, you know. That's.
Let's move on.
I want to, Danny, other than Arkansas State, this thing really is wide open, isn't it? I mean, Troy proved that they're certainly beatable. And it is a one-bid league, but really, other than Arkansas State, this could literally be anybody's game to win as far as the postseason tournament goes, and it's who's hot at that time.
Yeah, you hate to pigeonhole teams for certain spots when you've still got 8 league games left, but it definitely looks like Arkansas State is going to be someone to be reckoned with. I would think that they would win the regular season, but that's even with just Troy and South Alabama nipping at their heels, and then you've got that clog of 5 teams that are tied for third, and then everybody else is kind of fighting to get into that top 8 so you can hopefully play on a Thursday and not have to worry about Tuesday or Wednesday with the way that they've got the tournament bracket set up this year. But there's a lot of time for anybody in this league to get hot, but then in another way, you've only got 4 more weekends to do it. You don't want to have to wait until the final weekend of the season to do it, even though it might help you have some confidence going into Pensacola. You don't want to just have to be, oh, okay, a team can clinch a 10 seed, and then you got to win 6 or 7 games in 6 or 7 days, right, which is just utterly impossible.
Right. Danny Reed is with us. He's the radio voice of the Georgia Southern Eagles, who will come in here for a 3:30 tip-off on Saturday. Danny, Southern Miss is in the process of doing some upgrades at Reed Green Coliseum, renovations, you know, millions of dollars worth of improvements. I know the Hanner Fieldhouse in Statesboro really isn't that old, but you guys are embarking upon a huge athletic fundraising and some plans on the board. Tell us about that.
Yeah, over the last couple of years, it's been $100 million facilities projects as part of the university-wide capital campaign. Just over a year ago, the new Anthony P. Tippett's family training facility opened up primarily to be used by football, but every sport can use it. They can drop nets down for softball and baseball, and there are ways that every program could use that facility depending on what conditions would dictate. With baseball, they finally broke ground on a project that was announced about 2 years ago. It's a $10 million renovation to J.I. Clement Stadium. They're going to triple the size of their operations building. They're going to add field suites, completely new hitting cages, pitching lab, clubhouse, locker room, offices. They are going to redo everything. And then the centerpiece that just opened in the first week of December, the Jack and Ruth Ann Hill Convocation Center. Now, Hanner Fieldhouse is still a thing. It's still going to host Eagle Volleyball, some special events, and things of that nature. But they did a really good job with the size. They executed a plan. It is absolutely beautiful, and I would imagine that Southern Miss would get a chance to visit next year. But we'll have to see how the schedule shakes out. But all that being part of this process of alignment where athletics and universities see things the same way, and even with a changeover of athletics directors, going from Jared Benko to his number 2, Chris Davis, who's been in the chair for a little bit more than a month now, it is continuing what has been successful, but also finding ways to continue to have progress and move forward. Because in this league, if you're not spending money, you're falling behind.
And that's, and I knew the numbers, but I wanted to hear them from you, Danny, just to let our Southern Miss folks know that if you're going to play with the big dogs,
yeah,
this is what it's going to cost.
Danny, you do all the sports for Georgia Southern?
every main one, football, basketball, baseball.
All right, I want to move ahead just a minute. I was at Southern Miss baseball practice yesterday afternoon, and here the guys are brimming with confidence and chomping at the bit to get going. I'm going to guess the baseball team at Georgia Southern feeling the same, ready to hit the diamond.
But let me put it this way. If everybody is not confident right now when everybody's 0-0, then there's probably something wrong.
Probably so. What do y'all look for over there in baseball?
Offensively, it's a lot of guys back. You're looking anywhere from 5 to 6 position players returning, but you're infusing some new talent with a couple of Georgia Tech transfers like Nico Sinise and Jed Lovett. Cam Foster is a monster of a corner infielder that could be a double-digit home run guy. He played the first part of his career at Liberty, and then pitching-wise, draw a name out of a hat because there's a lot of newness. There's roles that need to be identified. Any way you slice it, it's going to be a new weekend rotation. There will be new guys in the midweek trying to firm up the back of the bullpen. It seems like it's transfers left and right, but also some talented freshmen like a 6'6 lefty and Thomas Burke, who's been up to 95 with his fastball. And trust me, that was a focus of this pitching staff going into 2025. After that championship game a year ago against Southern Miss and seeing the velocity that was in the other bullpen relative to the Eagles, kind of struggling to get upper 80s. They did have the lead going into the ninth inning, but you'd like to think that that extra little bit is going to help Georgia Southern, at the very least, be a team that can be a regional bid consideration instead of having to win the championship on Sundays if they keep getting there. They have found a way to get there 6 times in 8 years, have not won one yet, and they've only had the one regional appearance over that span. But I think that the optimism over there is that offensively they'll be able to put up pressure on defenses and then pitching. They've got the talent. They just need to find the roles.
Well, let me tell you this. I was at that game last year, and Georgia Southern lost the game in the ninth inning, and not getting invited to the regionals was a crime. That was a good baseball team, really good baseball team. Should have been in the regionals, Danny.
And one thing that committees look for, whether it's right or wrong, you do have to show that you're playing better down the stretch. And the Eagles had, they were 20-21 at one point, but they got hot down the stretch. I think they won 13 out of 18 at one point. They swept Marshall. They swept ULM. So the schedule was a little bit nicer to them. And then they went 3-0 again in the conference tournament, beating JMU twice, a team that got a regional bid. Even though there were some that thought they wouldn't, I thought that they would. I thought they did enough. And with that offense and the way that their pitching improved down the stretch, I thought that they were going to get in. A lot of people thought, could it have been Georgia Southern over Coastal? Maybe. Coastal finished 7th in the league last year, but they got the bid. And Gary Gilmore, swan song, whatever you want to think about that. But know that the Eagles were about as close as they could get without getting in. Now this year, making sure that you're in and not being dependent on a tournament run to make sure that you experience the postseason.
Yeah. Okay. It was a great contest, and kudos to those kids, man. They really played their hearts.
You know, and back
yeah, that was one of the best games I've seen.
And back to basketball, we were talking about how other than Arkansas State, it's about anybody's game. South Al gets swept by Louisiana Monroe this year. Who would have ever seen that coming? I didn't.
Yeah. You know? Can't predict anything.
I don't know if the book on South Alabama is out or if ULM just had a couple of good games. We're going to find out because they've got to go to Troy tomorrow, and we'll see how much gas they've got left in the tank. I know that their rotation's not terribly deep, but if they've discovered something, then maybe it's time for ULM. We don't say that too often, but they are tough. They can shoot. They don't play a lot of guys, but I'm never going to count out Keith Richard. I know that this is his last year, and you would think that those guys would try to do this as much for him as they could.
Danny, always a pleasure to have you on the Eagle Hour. Really appreciate it, man. Hope you guys have a good stay here in Hattiesburg. And after tomorrow afternoon, best of luck to you the rest of the season.
All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
All right. Danny Reed, everybody. We've got a champion in the studio, a guy just rolling in scholarship money, apparently, and toting big championship rings around. We'll talk to him in a minute.
Yeah, it's not a sport you might be familiar with either. Stand by.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the Eagle Hour, where Kelly Sander enjoyed his first ever Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. You can enjoy one this afternoon, and I'd suggest a shrimp poor boy. 4th Street Bar and Grill, right there in the shadow of the rock, then slide right on down the street to 2902 Hardy Street, Mo Bay Beignet Company, the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour. Great, great dessert. Check out their Facebook page. And don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. You can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, Kelly, I want you to introduce these next two guests.
Esports is really a fast-growing part of student life at Southern Miss and indeed across the country. David Dickert is the coordinator and has been for the last couple of years at Southern Miss. And Dylan Garrett is a freshman from Jonesboro, Arkansas. I was waiting for the boo sound effects to come in, but we don't.
Wait a minute. I don't have it.
There you go. That'll have to work. But Dylan is a state champion in the state of Arkansas in the game of Madden. That's football. Yes, esports, ladies and gentlemen. And I know, Dave, we always talk about how kind of people my age kind of snicker and laugh at esports like it's really a thing. But it is really a thing. And I want to talk economics of esports. The amount of corporate sponsorship that is flooding into Southern Miss's campus because of esports. These are huge companies, corporations that are giving money to Southern Miss because of the strength of their esports program. And then the overall economic impact that the students coming here to play esports mean to the university.
Am I allowed to say what the sponsors are?
Sure. Okay. Of course.
So, you know, we average about $30,000 a year in 2024 for sponsorships. And, you know, you have some small ones here and there, but some of the big names are the U.S. Army, Coca-Cola, Lenovo, and Intel. They actually sponsor specific teams. Dylan here is on the Lenovo Southern Miss team for Madden. And, So we're able to provide students with that kind of support. And then the program right now, you know, based on our calculations earlier this week, we're looking at $260,000 of, you know, fees that are going through the school because students, you know, they're coming to Southern Miss for esports.
And these are not just kids from Jonesboro. You've got international students that come to Southern Miss just because of the strength of the esports program.
Yes, we do. So a good example of this is two twins, players from Brazil. You know, they play on our Apex Legends team. They're ranked number two nationally, and they're even involved in a lot of pro leagues for the game. We also have students from India and Nigeria who come here. Maybe not at the start for esports, but they definitely become very ingrained and stick around for that. But the students from Brazil were a direct recruit.
And before we get talking to Dylan here, tell me where you find these players, because we talked about how in baseball, like Perfect Game, you know, Baseball Factory, Under Armour, they all have these rating systems. ESPN rates football players. How do you find, like, somebody like Dylan, who is a high school e-gamer, but there aren't those really research companies out there to tell you who's good and whatnot?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a couple talent agents out there who make it their, you know, career to scour social media, contact directors through Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And then we have some one-off websites like, you know, Stay Plugged In is one of the biggest recruiting pools. It's actually where we found Dylan. And they're, you know, they provide a lot of information for the scouts for college.
Now, as you slide the microphone over, we want to introduce Dylan Garrett, a freshman, as we mentioned, from Jonesboro. Now, Dylan kind of went the opposite way in sports, meaning he played football and then gave it up to go to esports, where a lot of guys would maybe want to do the other way around or whatever. But you are a Madden champion, Dylan, and tell us how that happened. He's got his big championship ring on here that's got diamonds in it and everything else.
Showing off.
Well, hey, that's okay. We like national champions at Southern Miss.
Yeah, the way I got it was with football. I knew I wasn't like physically as capable. I wasn't as developed as some of the other people, some of the other kids. But I knew the stuff about football. I knew the football 101, the X's and O's, and I used a lot of that in my game. And how I got the state championship ring that season, I was the third seed, went into the playoffs, beat the sixth seed, beat the second seed who beat me that season. Then I beat the undefeated number one seed. He put up 70 a game, and I put 70 on him to get the championship. But it's all really a blessing, really. I mean, to go to college and get a good amount of it paid off with video games. I mean, it's a blessing, really.
Now, when you talk to your parents about, hey, I'm going to Southern Miss and I'm getting I don't know if I can say what he gets for being an athlete. Can I do that? Okay. I mean, he's a full ride athlete, right? Esports?
Full tuition.
Yeah, full tuition athlete in esports. There are people our age that kind of go, you got to be kidding me. You know, but to us old people.
Yeah, whenever I brought this up to my parents the first time, I was like, yeah, Mom, a college just called me. And they go, oh, what for? I said, yeah, you know that Madden game I play?
that you hate so much?
You know that game you tell me to get off of, do my homework? Yeah, that's how it kind of happened. And they actually really supported me a lot.
I can't imagine why.
Because, who doesn't want their son to go to college and
they get it
paid the best way they can by playing video games.
So. Now, when you play Madden, you always choose the Seahawks, right? And these games, I guess, are supposed to be programmed as to way the actual NFL teams would perform. And with all due respect to Seattle, they're okay, but you'd think you'd want to be the Chiefs or the Ravens or, you know, somebody like that, which a lot of people that you play do that. So how do you beat those other people when supposedly your players aren't as good?
A lot of it's just adapting to, you know, who you have on the field, how you can work with the people you have. I've played with them for at least 4 to 5 years in a row. I've always loved playing as my favorite team in Seattle, the Seattle Seahawks. But a lot of it's fundamentals, just knowing how to adapt to what you're being given defensively, offensively.
So, Danny, when you play the Chiefs in Madden football, do the officials help them win those games too?
I hate to say yes.
There we go.
It is a thing, and it happens.
You're serious?
Yes. But it's not penalties. It's like a weird competitive advantage. You'll have all defensive linemen wrap up Patrick Mahomes. He'll throw it, still get it to a guy who's fully covered, shouldn't catch it at all. And what can you do?
And then it's roughing the passer, right, too, no doubt about
Dylan,
it.
Dylan, do they ever have pictures of Taylor Swift in these?
I heard it might be a thing eventually.
I've asked you not to use that name on the radio show. That's twice today.
I'm sorry.
Last semester, I played someone as the Chiefs. They scored a touchdown, and they sent me a photo of Taylor Swift.
So, really, what did your parents say to you when you told them that you had just gotten a full scholarship for playing the game they were fussing at you about getting off of?
They were really proud of me, and, you know, I took a lot of the initiative to, you know, get the calls, but I really came down to a lot of their decisions because, I trust my parents a lot, love them to death. But whenever it came down to, like, telling them, hey, it's really happening, they were really proud, really excited. They were shocked, as shocked as I was, but they were really, really happy.
Now, you're from Jonesboro.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just yesterday, the track coach told us you could have gotten a scholarship there. He said if you're breathing, you can get a scholarship at Arkansas State.
Man. I mean, love the Red Wolves, but I mean, I came here, I didn't go there.
Makes sense. But actually, Arkansas State, how developed is their esports program, Dylan?
So it's more of a club. I've actually gone and visited them recently. It's more of a club. A lot of the players have something they pay. I think it's like 25 or 15 bucks they pay a semester to play. It's so they can get funding for things like jerseys and league fees and everything like that.
But you're actually wearing a official Southern Miss Esports Lenovo, you know, jersey yourself. So you guys play in those, and people at home can actually watch you while you're playing. Tell people how they can do that.
Yes, they can watch us on twitch.com. I believe it's just Southern Miss Esports twitch.com.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave. Fill us in.
It's twitch.tv/ Southern Miss Esports. You can also follow us on Twitter at USM Esports, or you can go to our website, usm.edu/esports. And, you know, we have connections to all of our socials and live streams there.
The fact that one more question about corporate sponsorship. How do these corporations find out about you guys, David, and say, hey, we want to take part?
I have to personally go out and advocate for the program. You know, through the years, I've gained a lot of contacts in the industry, and I have to basically be a salesman and tell them what kind of ROI.
Hey, Dylan, real quick, we're running out of time here, but, you know, I don't know if you realize what you've accomplished today, but for thousands of children now, after their parents have heard about you getting this full scholarship, instead of saying, get off that game and do your homework, they'll go, honey, why don't you play another couple of quarters before you go to bed tonight? So,
yeah,
so you've helped children all over South Mississippi.
They'll say, all right, now don't end on a loss, they'll say.
Hey, congratulations, man.
Thank you, man.
And David, keep up the good work. Thank you for coming in here, my friend. All right, esports at Southern Miss. I'm proud of these guys,
and
man.
These are winners now.
These are winners,
these
baby.
These guys know how to win.
Esports and baseball.
That's
what we are.
For now.
We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, the two lines of the week on the Eagle Hour, excuse me, are the track coach saying, if you're breathing, you can get a scholarship at Arkansas State. And Dylan Garrett saying, hey, Mom, you know that game you're always fussing at me about playing and telling me to stop? Well, it just got me a full ride at Southern Miss.
I would have been the same thing. You have my permission to play some more.
What a great guest this week, man. We've had fun. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. Great place to take your children for baseball, softball training. On Hardy Street, Luke Reynolds is the manager, so check him out at DBAT. Congratulations to a young lady Kelly and I just absolutely adore. Malia Grayson scored 15 points last night. Get this, Kelly. 11th player in Southern Miss history to score at least 1,500 points. She was magnificent again last night, led the Lady Eagles to an exciting 52-46 win. That game was tied with just about 3 or 4 minutes left, and the Lady Eagles pulled away largely behind Malia Grayson to win the game 52-46. We're going to really work to get her on the show next week. She is a sweetheart.
They've been playing some great defense, too. The Lady Eagles have picked it up a notch here last week or so. A couple of wins to talk about.
On the show next week, Colby Allen will be joining us. J.B. Middleton and Ozzie Pratt from the baseball team had some fun at baseball practice yesterday afternoon. Got to visit with a lot of the guys and had a good conversation with Coach Oz. Very proud of the new improvements at Pete Taylor Park, and it is absolutely beautiful out there right now. And two, big guests. Let me just say, we appreciate everybody that listens to the show. Encourage you to listen to the show Monday. Kelly?
And Friday. Which, actually, 2 weeks from today.
Every day, actually.
Yeah, of course. But 2 weeks from today will be the opener at Pete Taylor Park. And I know we're putting together a two-hour gangbuster show for you there. And hope that you're going to make, and hopefully the weather will cooperate. We get a really nice opening day of weather forecast.
With a special co-host that two-hour day. No, you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, the one who, every chance he gets, puts me in my place.
The great Hill Denson will be joining us for 2 full hours.
So are we going to have to cater some gizzards in there for him?
That would, boy. Oh, I'd make him happy, wouldn't
it? it's
yeah,
true.
That would make him happy.
Because the first thing he always asked when to be on the show is, what do I get paid for that?
Yeah,
when do I get the check?
We love Coach. We're glad to have him with us.
Hey, congratulations to Coach Ashton Jennings and the Southern Miss cheerleaders who just finished eighth in the country in their game day performance and their game day routine at the UCA and UDA National Championships in Orlando. They did just a super job, finishing eighth in the country. And that's a major milestone for the
right
cheerleaders to do that well.
Who work very hard at their craft.
Yeah, and the UCA is United Cheer Association, and UDA is your Dance Association. So, because cheering nowadays, Bob, you know, it used to be just, hey, you know, two bits, four bits, that kind of thing. But now there's tumbling and jumping and all that kind of stuff that goes along with these cheer routines. I mean, you talk about athletes. These cheerleaders, man, it's hardcore.
Why do you bring that up? I was watching those kids at the basketball game the other night. Here's something you kind of take for granted. These young men take these girls, throw them up on their shoulders, and standing on their shoulders,
yes, yeah,
and walking around the whole basketball court holding them. You know, it takes some strength to do that for 3, 4, 5 minutes, hold somebody up like that.
And the fact that you're literally holding somebody's life in your hands.
Above a wooden floor.
Yes, yeah. So it's and look, there have been stories, unfortunately, of cheerleaders getting seriously hurt, pulling ligaments
and knees
and things like that. So the effort that the cheerleaders put in, certainly we want to salute today. And congratulations to the Eagles for finishing eighth in the nation at the UCA and UDA.
Pretty good. Top 10, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, this Georgia Southern team coming in tomorrow, Bob, they really, and Danny Reed was being, he was being humble. They really should have won that game at Troy last night. I mean, and Troy was heavily favored. Troy was about a 12-point pick, and Georgia Southern led about most of that game until they got into that foul trouble, you know, later on, which allowed the Trojans to go to the line quite a bit. But Georgia Southern's playing well. So this would be a good one if the Eagles could pull it out tomorrow. And then, because, again, if they don't win it tomorrow, then they're going on a four-game road
trip again. That's just wrong.
I agree.
They could do a better job in the Sun Belt of scheduling basketball games.
Well, I know in the MACCC, which is the Junior College Conference in Mississippi, it's road game, home game, road game, home game. You know, so you kind of get into a routine, and you know that every Monday it's going to be, you're either going to be on the road, you know, then Thursday at home or vice versa.
Well, you could live with two road games and two home games.
That'd be fine, too.
But four road games
in
a row, that's just not right.
Because by the time you look up and you go, well, we're going to get those four road games back, but we've talked about this on the show, it can be just about over by then,
right. All right, Kelly, good news, and that is it's going to be warm this weekend. And I'm really glad of that.
There might be a baseball scrimmage or two you could take in.
I think you're going to have a scrimmage today, Saturday and Sunday. If you want to take that in, go to southernmiss.com. And I think all the game times are up there. It's always fun to watch the guys that get after it. And, well, I guess it'll be two weeks from today.
Yep.
Opening day of 2025.
Junior colleges in Mississippi open a week from today. And the Lady Eagle softball team opens a week from today.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We've had a fun week. We appreciate you being with us every day. Hope you'll join us next week. Be sure to join us Monday. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. Into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.